Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, I can tell when people are being judgmental.
How can
just
you
by
tell?
Looking at them. Yeah, right.
I like that yeah. one.
Just by looking at them. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts, thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Quit looking at me like
I'm
that.
I'm not being judgmental at all. Yeah. Oh, yep. Okay, here we go.
Oh, okay, good stuff.
If the person who named walkie-talkies named everything.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This ought to be good.
These are dandies. Yeah, yeah. I can only take credit for about half of these.
Okay.
The other half somebody else came
somebody
up
came
with.
Up
yep,
with
right.
Them. Okay.
The alarm clock would be called a makey-wakey.
Okay. Yeah. Makey-wakey.
A makey-wakey.
Yes.
A hammer would be called a nummy-thummy.
That's a good one. I like that.
That one's just close to home.
That one is.
Right there. Yep, yep. Stamps would be called licky-sticky.
Licky-sticky. Licky, I can see that one.
A lick-it and stick-it.
Why don't they put mint flavor on them things?
You know, I was so glad when they came out with the self-adhesive
the
ones
sticky
now.
Backs,
yeah, you don't have to lick them anymore. And they're doing that with envelopes now. So that's a good deal.
Who sends a letter with through an envelope?
Well, who wants a piece of paper that someone else has licked? Okay. Anyway.
Nasty.
There you go. Defibrillator. Say that fast.
Say three that,
times.
Yeah.
Defibrillators.
Uh-huh.
Hearty starty.
Yeah. You certainly hope so.
Well,
yes.
Please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bumblebees.
Yeah.
Yeah. A fuzzy buzzy.
Fuzzy buzzy. I like that.
I do too. I like bumblebees. We got a spot out by our campfire out back where they nest in the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
And in my baler.
Oh, they like your baler?
Oh, yes.
Do they?
Yeah.
I like fuzzy buzzies.
Me too.
Pregnancy test.
Oh, dear.
Maybe baby.
Maybe baby.
Maybe baby.
That's a good one.
Yeah, maybe baby. Yeah. All right. We're going out on a limb here. A bra. Yeah. A breasty nesty.
We could do a whole show on that.
Yes, we could. and probably have in the past. Yeah.
Right.
A fork.
Fork.
Is a stabby grabby.
Stabby grabby.
Mm-hmm. You
right.
Betcha. Right. Socks are feety heaty.
Okay.
Yeah, see, it's like some of these are good, but some of them are a little. A hippo. I like this one.
Okay.
A floaty bloaty.
That's me.
Yeah. I'm a floaty bloaty when I get in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A nightmare is a screamy dreamy.
Yeah, it is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
For sure.
I like that one. Curlers.
Ah,
yeah. Hairy scary.
Hairy scary. Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. Yep. A mule is a classy assy.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. He is.
Yep.
Absolutely.
A boar is a biggie piggy.
A biggie piggy.
Biggie
yes.
piggy, yeah. Yep. A barber is a snippy hippie.
Yes,
a snippy hippie, yeah, uh-huh. Right, yeah. A corgi, I like this one.
Okay.
Yeah, is a tubby stubby.
Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Transmission.
Most of them are pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Stubby never was.
No.
No, he ran around too much.
He was too busy.
Yeah, he was. And then finally, a saddle sore is a whiny hiney.
Yes, it is.
I got a whiny hiney. I've had a whiny hiney.
Yeah. I've had them, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we got a great show coming up.
I certainly hope so.
Susie Boggess is riding along with us. The Dean of Cowboy Poets, Baxter Black.
Yeah.
We have Riders in the Sky, Cor Blund, Johnny Horton. Let's start with Craig Chambers. Good Brown Gravy.
I can't make a living, but I sure do something for the neighborhood women. I wake up every morning with them knocking at my door. I can't keep them waiting when they're screaming for more. Back, get them back, holler to my hound. You're supposed to keep them all from coming around. But I used to think that they were after me, but they're just after my recipe for my good brown gravy.
Good brown gravy.
Yeah, good brown gravy.
Good brown gravy.
Well, you can sop it with a biscuit, you can eat it from the pan. Lick it off your finger if it's running down your hand. If I could find myself a backer, I could cause a big commotion. I could put it on the market, call it biscuit lotion. Back, get them back, I holler to my hound. You're supposed to keep them on from coming around. Well, I used to think that they were after me, but they're just after my recipe for my good brown gravy.
Good brown gravy.
Yeah, good brown gravy.
Good brown gravy.
Get them back, I holler to my hound. You're supposed to keep them all from coming around. But I used to think that they were after me. No, they're just after my recipe for some good brown gravy.
Good brown gravy.
Yeah, good brown gravy.
Good brown gravy.
Well, my granny told my mom about the power that it had. The gravy was away, my mom, she said she got my dad. They tried to get me in the army, get me in the navy, just to get the secret of my good brown gravy.
Back,
get them back, I holler to my hound. You're supposed to keep them all from coming around. But I used to think that they were after me, but they're just after my recipe for some good brown gravy.
Good brown gravy.
Oh, my good brown gravy.
Good brown gravy.
Oh, they've all gone crazy.
Good brown gravy.
For my good brown gravy.
Good brown gravy.
I sure can make that gravy.
Good brown gravy.
That good, thick, rich brown gravy. Man, that stuff's good.
Gravy, gravy.
Yeah, I believe I'll have a little more of it myself.
Good brown gravy.
That's how we're. We save some for in the morning. Why? We'll make up some pancakes. Put it on them. Hey, that's that old. Let me have some more. You better not get any on your forehead. Your tongue will slap your brains out trying to get at it.
Oh, yes, sirree, Bob. Good brown gravy.
Biscuit lotion.
Biscuit lotion. Yeah, good stuff there from Craig Chambers.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a reason why we started with that song, and welcome to Clear Out West.
That's
Radio
right.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, glad you're riding along with us. Yeah. Here, taste this.
Here.
We made light of that here a couple weeks ago, you know. Yeah. When a lady says, here, smell this, it usually smells good.
Uh-huh.
When a guy says, here, smell this,
yeah,
it's pretty rough. Same can be said for here, taste this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. If we tasted something was nasty.
You got to try
well,
this.
You want, here, try this. You got.
You
yeah.
don't want to be the only fool. Right.
No, heavens no. Yeah. And you take great joy in, you know, tricking your friends,
well,
right?
Well, absolutely, yeah. Rocky Mountain oyster time, right?
You know what? There you go. Oysters.
Yeah.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Well, even the sea oysters.
We're going to go there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely, both ways.
Yeah.
Tell them about the college girls.
Yeah. Well, we invited a bunch of girls over for dinner.
Yeah.
And we had a batch of Rocky Mountain oysters.
Sure.
But I did not tell them they were Rocky Mountain oysters.
Right.
And so there was a heaping plate.
Sure.
It was a heaping platter.
Yeah.
Man, they wiped that thing out. And then I told them.
What they were.
They asked me,
yeah.
You know, what it was. And yeah. I said, it is the first cut of a prime beef.
Yeah, right.
And I did not lie.
No. That's a true statement.
That is a true statement.
True statement, yeah.
So they wiped out the platter.
Yeah.
And I told them, I says,
yeah.
You gals just ate some Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yep.
Oh, my heavens. Talk about some different.
Oh my.
Different personalities.
Yeah, yeah.
I always wondered what they tasted like,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. And then the other one was, I don't like seafood. And there was a couple that wouldn't talk to me for a long, long
there
time.
There was, yeah. Running to the bathroom, trying to induce vomiting, brushing their teeth.
That's right.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff.
Did the same thing to that Super Rainer trainer,
uh-huh.
Seth Ingram.
Oh yeah.
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 He goes... I says, you just ate Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yep.
He walked over to the sink and got a big glass of water.
Water. Now, that surprises me of Seth.
Yeah. Yeah, it was surprised me, too.
Yeah, you would think that
he
was punchy enough. I'll be darned. Yeah.
Yeah, didn't care for it.
We never did get our cruise director, Megan.
Right.
Fed Rocky Mountain oysters. She came to visit us here, and we took her out to dinner. And I told her in advance we were going to find a place that served Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah.
That's getting tougher and tougher to find.
It is.
You just have to do it at home anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But the restaurant we went to did not have them.
No Rocky
And she confided in us that she would not have tried them anyway. She says, I just can't get my head around it. Yeah.
Well, she's just not hungry enough.
Well, that's it. Yeah. Well, we tried raw oysters, but we'll talk about that when we come back. We need to ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, Corb is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine, and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.